You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, on the surface, this will appear to be a synthetic companion video. However, as the title states, it is synthetic companion versus pay to play. Now, I had this article sitting in the pipe, and this will be a great time to talk about it with everything in the world going on. And this article was published on the 28th of January. Nationwide push to liberalize prostitution laws prompts concerns about the favorite red herring when it comes to the word prostitution: human trafficking. That is without a doubt the favorite red herring / moral argument that is always tossed around when it comes to the topic of pay for play. Proponents argue prostitution is empowering and a legitimate field of work, while opponents say it's dehumanizing and begets crime and violence. Ironic, isn't it? If you ask feminists about this, some will say, well, yeah, it's a good thing, while others will say, no, it's a bad thing. It's one of those topics that is always going to bring an emotional response. A long list of jurisdictions have moved to deregulate prostitution in recent years, prompting concerns that the nature of the industry and barriers to law enforcement could lead to an increase in human trafficking. California's legislature recently showed how smaller policy changes can also raise concerns about efforts to enforce trafficking laws. Legislators passed a bill that would decriminalize loitering for the purpose of prostitution, something advocates say would alleviate pressures from an already burdened group of people. But critics have once again cautioned that removing these restrictions will hinder efforts to investigate trafficking. For example, police might use loitering laws as a basis for pursuing a situation where a minor or trafficked adult could be discovered. Quote unquote. We're seeing efforts around the country to fully decriminalize prostitution at the demand of the commercial sex industry, which cannot grow without exploiting more people's bodies, said Dawn Hawkins, CEO of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Quote unquote, the real objective of full decriminalization is a deregulated prostitution marketplace where sex buyers, pimps, and brothel owners can sexually exploit people with impunity. Okay, that's about all I'm going to read from that article. However, when we look at the current mating and relationship marketplace and how things like OnlyFans, seeking arrangements, other sugaring sites. Now, speaking of seeking, I actually put together a basic yet brutally honest seeking profile. Gentlemen, Coach Greg Adams was right. Looking at seeking, seeing the women on there, even with me divulging without saying the names of the meat sack, the fact that I'm legally married, separated with kids, living apart, everything, my profile is still getting pinged. I'm still getting viewed. I'm still getting favorited. Yeah, I'm still getting messages. Fellas, you owe it to yourself to just set up the profile. That does not mean you have to actively engage, but you will be pleasantly surprised at the amount of women who you would pass by in everyday, you know, dealings who are on the site. I was talking to one of my buddies in the gym a couple of days ago, and I told him about it. And I said, listen, you may not know this, but I tell you right now, I can point out at least 15 women in this gym right now that are on that site. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And believe you me, it's not the women who you would think it would be. Yeah, these are plain Janes. You wouldn't even look at them twice, but yet they're on that site advertising themselves. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, you owe it to yourself to get this information. Ah, the rain is about to come, but it's a good time. Anyway, when it comes to the topic of pay for play, here's something that a lot of men don't know, but yet they're automatically guilty of, should the legal system decide to pursue it. Now, you have so many women out here talking about how they've gotten flown out or how they've went to other states to, get piped down. Here is the federal law that most men do not know about, but they should be extremely wary of. That law is called the Mann Act, M-A-N-N. Now let's take a look at this, shall we? The Mann Act, also known as the White Slave Traffic Act of 1910, is a federal law that criminalizes the transportation of quote-unquote any woman or girl for the purpose of prostitution, debauchery, or for any other immoral purpose. Boom, there you go. So for any guy who has bought a ticket for a woman to come meet him from her state to his state, guess what? By this law, you are guilty of human trafficking. The Mann Act, passed in June 1910 and named after Illinois Congressman James R. Mann, invoked the commercial clause to felonize the use of interstate or foreign commerce to transport women for immoral purposes. The act was aimed at prostitution, immorality, and human trafficking. Congress appointed a commission in 1907 to investigate into the problem of immigrant prostitutes. It was alleged that immigrant women were brought to America for sexual slavery and immigrant men lured American girls into prostitution. What they really wanted to say was they didn't want them colored folks getting with white women. Period, point blank. Or, quote unquote, white slavery. The committee believed that no girl would enter prostitution unless drugged or held captive. This led to public outrage, which eventually resulted in the enactment of the Mann Act. However, many critics note that the act ended up criminalizing many kinds of consensual sexual activity and had racist undertones. See Jack Johnson. The phrase immoral purpose was broadly used to prosecute unlawful premarital, extramarital, and interracial relationships following Caminiti versus United States 1917, where the United States Supreme Court held that quote unquote illicit fornication, even when consensual, constituted an immoral purpose. It didn't matter if the woman consented, the man would be liable, irrespectively. Furthermore, if the woman consented, she could be held as an accessory to the crime. Talk about pre-Me Too back in the day. While the act was never repealed, focus on those two words, gentlemen, never repealed. It was amended a few times, the most notable of which were in 1978 to address the issue of child porn, and in 1986 to address the act's misuse under consensual sex by replacing the phrase, quote unquote, any other immoral purpose with, quote unquote, any sexual activity for which a person can be charged with a criminal offense. Hear, hear. Hear, hear. So, once again, laws like this are completely oblivious to a lot of people. So, by and right, if I were to meet a woman on Seeking who is out of state and I bring her to me and we have sex, guess what? By way of the Mann Act, I'm guilty of human trafficking. But how convenient is the law actually, you know, enforced? Yeah, no. But yet, there are still states out there who are trying to ban the synthetic companion. Under what? Oh, they look childlike. They can be made to be childlike. Blah, blah, blah. But, I personally have zero problems with the synthetic companion or pay for play. And I will always say this, as long as pay for play is between two consenting adults, and I would go so far as to add within your state, that way you can't really fall under the Mann Act. But any woman out of state that comes in, now here's the question. If she herself drives to a different state, would she be guilty of human trafficking? Inquiring minds would love to know. But anyway, it's quite fascinating how laws are subjectively enforced. You have streetwalkers. For those of you who don't know the hierarchy of the pay-for-play game, you have the streetwalker, which is, of course, the lowest rung on the hierarchy, which everybody associates pay-to-play with. When you say prostitution, oh, it's always some drugged-out street woman, you know, some woman who's been forced into this life. Yeah, sorry. These days, no. Nope. A lot of these women, believe it or not, choose this lifestyle because for them, it's all about making quick money. Now, can it psychologically damage them? Yes. Yep. But once again, you have the streetwalker, which is the lowest rung. Then you have on the next rung of the ladder, the brothel. Then on the third rung, you have the massage parlor. And then at the top, you have the escort, the call girl, which are the highest ones. And you can say kind of the sugar baby too. But then again, I think the sugar baby can go from, you know, across all rungs. But all in all, at any rung of the ladder, people are only want to be stuck with the lowest common denominator, which is the streetwalker. Why? Because it's easier to spot. And it's easier to get people in their feelings about the streetwalker. But once again, this is another great play of psychological warfare. However, this is a hill that I'm going to die on. I have zero problems with pay for play between consenting adults of legal age, and I have zero problems with the synthetic companion, both of which I partake of whenever the need arises. Just saying. But read both of the articles. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, as the war in Ukraine has demonstrated, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. And what will women revert to? Their natural state, which is what? Exchanging their bodies for protection and provision. The oldest profession. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.